This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
February and March seem to be two of the busiest meeting months for the world of ag. It's the rush to get everything done and discussed before farmers hit the fields. This week not only had the crop insurance deadline on Tuesday, but there's also a deadline on Friday for the EQIP program with NRCS. Macoupin County soil conservationist Christine Goldstein says the program focuses on no-till, nutrient management, and cover crops.
EQIP is the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and the soil health one is the Department of Agriculture got what they call a RCPP. It is a focus on soil health. So the three practices involved in that is no-till, nutrient management, and cover crops. And with that program, you can do 1 to 3 years of any of those three practices. And those sign-up dates, we've got the first round sign-up February 19th for applications to be in the system for this year. There's going to be a second and a third sign-up on March 18th and May 20th. And now RCPP in general is a five-year grant. The Department of Agriculture got a five-year grant to implement. So each year they're going to have a sign-up period, and we're in year two right now. So their goal is to get at least one contract in every county in the state. This is statewide. Again, you can go into any of your county NRCS offices and apply. They are looking to try and do smaller acres farms. They've got caps set on all these practices. So 40 or 50 acres. We've got a guy in Macoupin County doing 100 acres, and he has hit the cap. So, you know, they're not looking for large farms. They're looking for small acres for you to kind of try the practices on your farm. But if you sign up and you sign up for 3 years this year, you know, you're guaranteed those 3 years of payments. So that's kind of how the soil health, as far as the cost share goes, each practice has its own flat rate with EQIP we pay. So, for example, cover crops anywhere from $45 to $60 an acre. And that depends on whether you use radishes that winter kill or if you do cereal rye that actually you have to spray and kill down in the spring. So that's kind of the differences in the payment rates.
Once again, as Christine mentioned, the program is statewide, so farmers in any county can visit their local USDA service center for more information. And now we'll check in with Arlen Suderman for a market report. Arlen is the chief commodities economist for INTL FC Stone, and he said yesterday when we talked that the grain and oilseed markets have been under some pressure. We've seen robust strength in the beef market, and the outlook on market prices, he said, depended largely on the outcome of the Federal Reserve meeting that took place yesterday.
Well, I think it speaks volumes that we're under pressure in the grain and oilseed markets this morning on a day when the major funds are buying the commodity indices. Oil, crude oil is pushing higher, but the grain and oilseed markets are lower. And I think it says that the speculative hedge funds who have large short or sold positions in these markets want to defend these positions just below key chart resistance. And so they're doing so. They may be less ambitious in defending those short positions, though, as we get closer to the end of the month and USDA's quarterly stocks report, planting intentions report. The stocks report is known for its surprises, which oftentimes defy logic. And so it's risky to be caught possibly leaning the wrong direction. We've had daily limit moves in corn in three of the last 5 years following the March 31 stocks report. So that could create some nerves within them. Overall, though, rallies are being sold by farmers, and that's helping keep a lid on things.
Want to switch gears now and talk about livestock markets. Anything new there?
Well, we're seeing more support in the cattle market with robust strength for the beef market. We've seen choice cuts up nearly $7 in just the last 2 days alone. That's providing some support. Select cuts going higher as well. We heard unconfirmed rumors of some small numbers of cattle moving in the northern feedlot belt yesterday at just over 141, so that's providing support for the futures market. On the hog side, we're seeing a little bit of profit taking, a little bit of weakness today. The June live contract, the lean hog contract, set a new contract high by a tick yesterday, pulling back a little bit today, allowing the cash market to catch up. The cash market's been firm. The product market has shown good resiliency and support. The anticipation is that we'll see the slaughter numbers back off as we go into next month, but the board kind of got ahead of the cash market.
on either side of the markets, whether it's grain or livestock, do we expect to see any drastic changes in prices, or going to be pretty much where we've been for a while now?
Well, I think one of the keys we need to watch is today's Federal Reserve meeting, their policy statement. If they come out with a hawkish statement that points toward a quicker rather than later rate hike, we could see a surge in the dollar, and that could put more pressure on our commodities that we're dependent on exports in.
Chief Commodities Economist for INTL FC Stone, Arlen Suderman. The Staunton FFA Alumni Group is hosting a trivia night on this Saturday, March 19th, at the Staunton Country Club. The doors open at 6 p.m. with trivia beginning at 7. Cost to attend is $20 a person, or $160 for a table of 8. Tables paid in advance receive a discounted price of $140. And for more information or to reserve a table, you can call 618-781-7435. And once again, that's the Staunton FFA Alumni Group Trivia Night this Saturday, March 19th at the Staunton Country Club. And a friendly reminder for you, don't forget that we are giving away those pork certificates this week for National Ag Week. Those are from our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association. To enter the contest, all you need to do is send an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, enter the word pork in the subject line, and include your name and phone number. And you must be 18 years of age or older to enter the contest, and only one entry per person. We are accepting those emails until Saturday, March 19th, and the winners will be drawn at random on Monday, March 21st, and there will be a maximum of 10 winners in the contest. For a full listing of the contest rules, you can visit our website at WSMIradio.com and click on the contest link. And again, send us an email, WSMI at WSMIradio.com, to enter that contest. And you only have a couple more days, so don't forget. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.